Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 3. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not being merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants, through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness, and again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Sean Danzer from Trinity Lutheran Church in Great Bend, North Dakota, and Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear listeners, know that you are living in a golden age. Some of the greatest Christian teaching is daily piped through your dashboards and earbuds, and you can have thousands of faithful sermons and even lectures at the click of a mouse. New books are published constantly. Google even gives you access to 500-year-old treasures for free. So if Christians ever had such easy access to God's Word, short of having the apostles, I suppose, as your pastors themselves, well, then we are more like Corinth than ever. And Paul says that we are in great peril, both pastors and parishioners, because we share the same fleshly heart. We should be more mature than ever. How easily we begin to act like toddlers instead. Knowledge puffs up. Pride is able to make a mess of good things. Corinth was the KFUO of its time. They got to hear regularly from Paul, from Apollos, maybe even from Cephas, all of the rock stars of the first century of Christendom. And yet they were not built up in love through this gift. They divided themselves in arrogance and party spirit. They were a super spiritual congregation squabbling together over whose daddy could beat the other up. Some of them thought that they could rise above the fray. They could be just Christians. They needed to go low, not high. They needed to return to the bedrock foundation, which is Christ and the gospel. Who is Apollos or Paul? Who is Fisk? Who is Wilkin? Who am I? Nothing. And who are you? The smartest listeners in radio? Superior to all of the music radio listeners because you listen to talk? No. The pride of the church is not her renowned fathers or her crown jewel congregations. It is Jesus Christ, and it is his saving gospel. And in the building of the church, Jesus is not the glorious steeple, but the foundation. Not so glamorous, maybe, but the basis on which everything stands or falls. The wisdom that counts is not the wisdom of this world. It is not party spirit. It is not our own pride, our achievements, or even our favorites. It's been said by many preachers, and it's repeated by many listeners, that all things are yours. Or true, more easily and obviously true in our time than ever before. But they are yours because you are Christ's and Christ is God's. Having the foundation, having the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have eternal life and you have every good thing with it. You have what endures. And it endures despite all of the things that you have. It endures even when your pastor or your favorite DJ or your radio station or your church building burn up, as they all will someday. What makes any of it golden isn't how awesome it seems, but it is how firmly and consistently and tirelessly it is built on the foundation of Christ and his atonement. Christ's labors, not yours. Christ's labors, after all, can even save shoddy preachers and puffed-up hearers. Protect us from boasting in men, Heavenly Father, and bring us to nothing, that Christ alone may be everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
We thank Pastor Sean Danzer from Trinity Lutheran Church in Great Bend, North Dakota, and Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota, for today's meditation on God's Word.